Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to talk about, is there ever feedback that is inappropriate or not in the correct context? Stuart, you brought this up at the end of our last conversation. I would love for you to kick us off this time.
Well, if, for example, if you did feedback in a group setting, and if during the course of the interval between feedback sessions, you noticed that Stuart came to work and he smelled like alcohol, is that an opportunity to bring that up in the feedback session, in that group session? Or do you take it offline? Or because it's personal in nature, you don't bring it up at all?
I would say it would depend on what the relationship is between the individual that smelled the alcohol and Stuart. I would definitely say not in a group setting. Probably not a group, I mean, unless it was like AA, but then, you know, that would be appropriate to bring up in that setting. But like if it's a work environment, I would say if I was your manager, I would pull you aside and have that conversation. If I was your, if I reported to you, I would then go to your manager and have them have that conversation. But I don't, that's the way I would view it.
So we hit this quite a lot using clean in every day, because clean is quite a therapeutic thing and can get deep quite quickly. And the way to stay safe with it is to be aware of the contract that you might have with that person and the context you're in. So you might say to the person you smelled the alcohol with, you know, are you all right? You know, is there anything we need to talk about or something? And you're inviting a contract to talk about something a bit more personal. And then you might also change the context from being a group public setting to being a private setting. But you just have to be aware of, you know, the contract that you might have and the context, and tread carefully. There's nothing worse, going back to the clean thing, where you say, well, let me clean question this. I'm going to go really deep into this particular thing. And like three questions in, you're into their sort of childhood trauma or the fact that marriage is breaking up, and you're doing that in the middle of the kitchen, in the office. That's not appropriate. So I think it's just sensitivity.
Yeah. I agree with that, that the idea that who you are to that person and where, what your relationship is with them and what they expect. So as a coach, when I have a client, we have a contract to go to those difficult places. Like, that is my job. That's what they're paying me to do. But if I'm working in an organization in more of a consulting role, it may not be my contract to do that with individuals. And I may invite them, to your point, Simon, to invite them to say, is this something you'd like to talk about? But you have to give people the space to say no. Now, that said, if you have an organization and you're the boss and you have an employee who shows up drunk, contract or not, you have to deal with that.
Yeah, but the, then the context would come there as well. It'd be like you take them aside and go, generally. I mean, you know, again, you can do whatever you want. It's just some of them get good results and some don't. And taking somebody aside and talking to them about something sensitive is probably better than standing up in the middle of a meeting and going, I accuse you of being drunk, sir. And there's plenty of quotes from the British Parliament about that.
I think it's important to understand that you have to get in front of it early, though, because one of the things that can ruin someone's career or life is the rumor mill.
You know, so say, go back, let me back, let's back up a minute. Get in front of it early. What do those words mean?
What I mean is, I've actually been in work environments where someone has come to work and they're not drunk, but they smell like alcohol. Nobody says anything, but then they all start whispering to each other. Okay. That makes the situation even worse. Okay. So you've got two tasks there. You've got to nip that, the whispering and innuendo in the bud. You have to make the person aware of the fact this is the perception. Is there anything that you'd like to discuss with me offline that I need to be aware of?
So how do you, as an individual, kind of measure, test the temperature of the context and the contract you have with someone in the moment? How do you know?
You just ask, is this something you'd like to talk about? Should we talk about it later? You know, there's something we can do, you know. When I, again, there's power relationships, there's the environment you're in, there's what's the cultural expectation. You know, if you're in a safety critical situation, you smell alcohol in somebody's blood or somebody's breath, it's, you know, safety is going to come first and you're going to stop them getting in the big expensive machine. But if you're in an office environment, you know, that might be a gentle chat. And again, if it's in a group, there might be one individual in the office whose job it is to deal with that sensitively and quietly. I think one interesting question Stuart brings up is, you know, the bitching or the rumors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens when feedback isn't possible? Or people don't feel, and that's when it leaks and it gets corrosive and it's not addressed. And that's a really interesting challenge for me, you know, in particular as we will change work circumstances now. You want issues dealt with responsibly and upfront.
And part of that is the communication fingerprint that you've created within your team. Like, what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. I know especially when I work with athletic teams at the college level, we really work really hard to where everyone on the team is responsible for not allowing drama to happen. They're not allowed to allow, how do I say that? I'm not speaking this well. They are not allowed to let someone else gossip to them.
There are no innocent bystanders.
Yeah, that's they're not thing. Allowed to be bystanders, exactly. Yeah. And when you create that expectation within a team environment where everyone's responsible for stopping gossip, it's amazing how quickly teams are willing to say, you know what, we don't do that here. If you have an issue and you can't talk to that person directly, I'll go with you and I'll help you have that conversation, but we are not going to stand here and talk behind their back.
So being able to have effective feedback in a culture is vitally important to keeping that culture healthy.
Yeah. Brandon, you've been really quiet. I see you nodding. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
So I'm thinking back to how I would handle it depending on what kind of a situation I was in. Similar to like when I work with my team, how I would approach if I noticed somebody. It's a little bit more difficult now that we're all working remotely. So there's not many opportunities for me to smell alcohol on somebody's breath. Mm-hmm. But if I'm doing a call coaching session and I happen to notice that they seem like a little bit off their game on a call, I generally address it from a standpoint of just general concern for my team for that individual. You know, how are you? What's going on? I know we're working in this crazy situation right now. And I try to gently nudge them into opening up with me. But I'm thinking more along the lines of, how do you address these things now that we're in a culture, we're in a situation where we're not directly in front of each other? How do you pick up on these different issues that individuals are facing when you might only see them once or twice a week on video? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where my mind is flipping around right now.
Yeah, which brings you back to that trust, right? Someone has to trust you especially if you're talking to them this way. I mean, and this is the way I work, creating that trust to be able to say, you can talk to me, we will sort this out. And I feel like if you have the hiring and if you have the hiring and firing power over someone, are they less likely to come to you and say, I have a problem, even if you're looking to give them that feedback because you see that there's an issue there?
Well, right. Simon brought up something I thought was interesting. And that is if someone's getting ready to get on that big piece of equipment.
Mm.
Now, I don't know about in the UK, but I know here, if you smell alcohol in someone's breath and they were an equipment operator, then automatically they would have to get tested, which would put their employment at risk at that point.
Mm.
In fact, the only way they could really get out of it is they would have to self-refer themselves on the spot to keep from losing their job.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about feedback, your response is different in that particular case.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with trust at that point. It has to do with safety, which is a whole different thing. Yeah. But back to the trust point in the last minute, how do you build that trust? I mean, I know how I do it, but how do you guys build trust via Zoom?
So for me, I take the initiative of I let myself be a little bit vulnerable in front of them, particularly this year, letting them know, like, yeah, moving across the country has been a challenge. Not knowing anyone here has been a challenge, and letting them know that I'm human as well. You know, I have my emotions as well, and it helps to make it easier, helps bridge the gap for them to then cross that line and be a little bit more vulnerable with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being that safe space. And that I think that being a safe space makes it easier to give that feedback that might be outside of whatever the norms are and create that contract where someone's willing to hear you out or take feedback from you in a way that they might not otherwise. Yeah, well, I think that's a really good place for us to end it. We are coming up on our 10 minutes. So thank you so much for having this conversation about feedback and when it's appropriate to give it or not. I appreciate digging into that with you, and I look forward to our next conversation.